Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
John Batchelor, to Verona, Italy, to join Veronique de Regie of the Mercatus Center, first to explain the ancient city of Verona for opera, and then to look to what she learned coming through France these last days of turmoil, and then a note, a warning, to what American citizens should listen for from the candidates on the trail for the presidency this summer. Veronique, a very good day to you. Verona, Italy, has opera. I've looked at some of the photographs of Verona starting in 1860, the cathedral, the Roman amphitheater, the ancient ruins. You're ruins on top of ruins. The Roman Empire is somewhere near the top. Underneath is ancient Italian peninsula tribes. Where is the opera in Verona? Good day to you.
Good day. It's in an arena, an ancient Roman arena. And it's the best. It's not neither. There were 200 of such arenas in the Roman Empire at the time that were built. And this one is not the biggest. Most of them have disappeared, but this one has the merit of being as intact as can be. It's lost. It's fourth. There are like several rings around them. It's lost one. Because people helped themselves for the stones way back when to put in their houses, to build their own walls. But it's still in a really phenomenal shape. And that's where in the summer they have the Verona Opera Festival. And that's where we're going.
And what are you seeing?
So tonight we're seeing Carmen. And tomorrow we're seeing Rigoletto. And on Saturday night, we're seeing La Traviata. So obviously, it's an outdoors festival. And there are many such outdoors festivals throughout Italy. But this one is well known because it's in the arena.
Italy went through a bad patch because of the pandemic. And the tourists are said to be back. They're back so much that there's anxiety about the tourists misbehaving. Are the tourists heavy in Verona now?
No, yeah, it's very, there are a lot of tourists, but it's not as many as I expected. I expected way more. We just had a private tour today and we avoided, you know, Juliet's home and places like this where there are a lot of people, of course, but it's not horrible. I mean, it's a lot of people, but not. I feared it would be worse.
Let's move to where the trouble has been, which is France. You were in Paris and you were in Normandy. The report I had from the south of France is no disturbances there. The story now centers on Macron, the President Emmanuel Macron, and his conduct and remarks these last days. The puzzle for me was one of the worst nights of the upsets in many major cities, the big cities. President Macron attended an Elton John concert. Did that trouble the French people? Was there a response to him? It reminded me of the French Revolution about cake eating.
Well, the people who couldn't stand Macron hated him even more for this. And those who've never really been bothered by him just ignored it. But this is just in line with Macron, who's always want to be some sort of celebrity president. When he goes and people complain, I've heard, I've never seen it myself, obviously, but when he goes, if there's some tragedy or something, he goes and he doesn't wear his suit. And France is way more formal than America is. And he rolls his sleeves. And that's just irritating for some French people.
And right now we have a headline, one headline, Macron compared to Kim Jong-un after proposal to cut off social media and riots. Very strange conduct, but he can't be reelected, so we move on to another presidency soon enough. We have a presidential race at home, and your new column is a helpful reminder to people listening to the candidates as they go to Iowa and New Hampshire these summer months. We're told that Mike Pence, the former vice president, is campaigning in Iowa. You recommend chiefly that you do not listen to promises about the future unless the politicians are ready to talk about entitlements. How so, Veronique?
So, you know, we still have a year to go, but I know it's going to be a year of pandering from everyone. And so in this column, I was warning people about a few things that we are likely to hear from a lot of people. And the first one is, if you hear anyone say, don't, you can't, we're not going to touch, I promise you, if you elect me, I won't touch Social Security and Medicare. And Medicaid, just know this is not possible, because as you and I have talked many times, if you don't touch it, it's scheduled to be cut automatically for Social Security by above 20% in 2033. And Medicare, it's a little bit less. And if they decide to do this and they don't have the backbones that it takes to actually reform a program, or programs actually that really need to be reformed, it means we're going to have to draw from general revenue, and that means borrowing. And effectively, in the next 30 years, the government is going to have to convince foreign investors and domestic investors to buy, on top of already the debt that we have, $114 trillion of debt. So you better hope that politicians are willing to touch it and are willing to actually reform it, rather than just do the easy thing, which is to just decide to pay it with debt.
You also remind us not to listen to simple solutions about complex problems answered by banning or regulating big tech. Google, Amazon, everything else is now under the microscope in Washington. And that is a false promise. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a false promise, because we think about Amazon, or we think about, you know, Facebook as the one thing, the public facing entity. But the truth of the matter of these businesses is that they're enormous, and they're multiple businesses with many different dimensions to them, and many of them in extreme competition with one another, but with, you know, with different industries. And so it's they're a very complex company, and the notion that he can just say, oh, we're just gonna break them in a way that is coherent and makes sense, and is just a false promise.
Finally, the way to solve everything is to put a 10% tariff on all imports. I can't believe we're actually going to hear it, but right now the Biden administration is following the Trump administration as protectionist. How should the voters hear that, Veronique? We have
So the reason why I use that example is because there are actually some people on the right, some pundits on the right, who are proposing, who are saying that this is a solution to a lot of our problems, is to put a 10% blanket tariffs on every import. And that, you can believe that if they do this, they could be doing this, but don't believe that this is the solution. It's not the solution. In fact, it's going to make everything more expensive. And there's no guarantee it's going to bring jobs back, and there's no guarantee it's going to create job. In fact, it's very likely that it will have an opposite effect. So just don't buy the simple solution. I mean, politicians could do it. I trust them to do a lot of destructive things, but don't buy that one type, blanket solution is a solution to solve, you know, unemployment, unhappiness, everything. It doesn't work this way.
Veronique Tourigier, the Mercatus Center in Verona, Italy, on her way to see the cigarette girl Carmen in the arena. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.